It's 6:04 from WGCU News. I'm Topher Forges. Newspaper editors and open records advocates are taking Governor Rick Scott and the Florida Cabinet to court over the alleged ousting of former Florida Department of Law Enforcement Chief Gerald Bailey. WGCU's Ashley Lopez reports.
Plaintiffs, including the Associated Press, the Florida Society of Newspaper Editors, and Citizens for Sunshine, filed a lawsuit against Governor Rick Scott and others in a circuit court in Tallahassee. They believe state officials broke the state's open meetings laws. A St. Petersburg attorney is also a plaintiff. He recently asked a state attorney to conduct a third-party investigation into whether high-level staffing decisions were made out of the public eye. Sarasota attorney Andrea Flynn Mogensen is spearheading the lawsuit. She says state laws are clear on when public meetings need to be conducted. Mogensen says residents have a right to know what their state government is up to.
The majority of the clients are press organizations. They're the bearers of the news. They deliver what there is to know to the people. And if they can't get the information because it's done behind closed doors, then the entire culture will be unable to find out, you know, what's going on in our government. We have a right to know. It's a constitutional mandate, and they need to follow it.
Mogensen says a lawsuit is the only way to penalize a government body for violating these laws. During an event in Bonita Springs, Governor Rick Scott said he's confident he and his staff did not violate the state's laws.
I'm sure my staff did the right things, but I haven't seen the lawsuit yet.
Governor Rick Scott's office says their counsel is currently reviewing the lawsuit. Ashley Lopez, WGCU News.